After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
So this idea of metta is known as an antidote. It's known as an antidote to fear. It's known as an antidote to aversion, an antidote to hatred. This heart that leaves nobody out, that holds everybody.
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you would like to support this podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
Allowing ourselves to check in for this metta period. And my invitation to you is to let your body be in the most ease that it can be. So if that means lying down, then that's okay. If you want to find some extra cushions or ways to recline, and for some bodies, just being in a chair is a kindness, right, after the long day. And one of the reasons that we want our bodies to be at ease is because a big part of this practice is how can I find kindness and care and benevolence and well-being, right, in this body, in this heart, in this mind. And if we're struggling against pain or our postures, maybe that's not the best way to be kind to ourselves right now. And if you change your mind at some point, that's okay too. There's a lot of spaciousness, a lot of allowance. One of my favorite teachings around this idea of metta or loving kindness, care, friendliness, benevolence, Is that naturally from a heart and mind that are at ease, this quality comes alive. So we don't actually need to do anything to make it happen. We certainly can learn how to cultivate kindness and care, and we certainly can exercise our practice towards phrases and things like that that bring it forth. But one of the really beautiful things is when we work at our mindfulness practice and let those hindrances that I was talking about earlier clear, when those become clear from our being, our natural and mature inclination is towards metta. So that makes it kind of easy. But I want to tell you a little story. So this is a bedtime story, maybe. And you can hold it as that. And how metta came to be, the origins of metta. Did Mark talk about this last night? Okay, good. So how the story goes is that the Buddha sent 500 monks and nuns out into this certain region at the base of the Himalayas to practice for 3 months. So often the tradition is to go for the rains retreats. So for 3 months, the monastics would go and sit in one place for 3 months at a time. And they did this during the rains so that they wouldn't disturb all of the beings that would rise out of the earth when the rains would come, right? So the worms and the other beings that would arise, the moles and all of those that would come out of the earth, they would stay still so that they wouldn't trample on them or kill them or hurt them. So they would stay in one area. And so this one area, these 500 monks and nuns were sent to this very pristine valley. So imagining this pristine valley that is said to have had crystal quartz pools and beautiful trees. And there were also these deities that lived in the trees. And so these 500 monks and nuns went to this area, the base of the Himalayas, and they got there, and these tree deities weren't so kind. The tree deities decided that they did not want these 500 humans there, and so they sent into their hearts and minds all kinds of really scary images, and they sent them terrible smells and sights and visuals. So these 500 monastics got terrified and they ran back to the Buddha, who had sent them to this particular place. And they said, "Oh, Master, we can't stay there. We're scared." And he said, "Don't let them scare you. You have to go back." And they said, We can't. We're terrified." And he said, "Well, you have to go back." And what he sent them back with was the Metta Sutta. He said, "You have to go back with kindness and love." And actually, he sent them with this image of these bows and arrows that were shooting roses and beautiful scents and smells at these angry tree deities. So the 500 of them march back. And they go back to the base of the Himalayas and they share this sutta that I want to share with you now with the tree deities in sort of a plea to allow them to stay. And this is how it went. "In gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and upbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So this is sort of a different arms war, right? The Buddha, instead of going back to these tree deities that were angry and sent these monastics away scared, the Buddha decided to go with accolades of love, accolades of kindness, accolades of fearlessness. And he sent them back with those words. And so they went back, and the tree deities welcomed them and said, come and stay for as long as you need to, as long as you want, and rest here. So this idea of metta is known as an antidote. It's known as an antidote to fear. It's known as an antidote to aversion, an antidote to hatred. This heart that leaves nobody out, that holds everybody. So this is how the metta practice started, as a defense against the Himalayan tree spirits. So checking out now into your own body, allowing yourself to be at ease. Whatever wars or fears or aversions or angers are going on. What's it like when we put down our weapons? When we put down our need to fight? And allowing your belly and your chest region to soften. Hearing the frogs, maybe those frogs were the tree deities that they experienced. Hearing the rain. And allowing the heart to the best of its ability to be undefended. The undefended heart. The undefended mind. And sometimes the way we can find that is just through a breath, allowing the body to find ease. When we're in a defensive stance, we become tense. Tighten. So for now, let your belly really soften. It is a soft belly, soft chest, soft throat. Which leads to a soft mind. Ease, peace. And we'll start with this idea of what would it be like for our own happiness to just abide easily. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be at peace and at ease. May I feel safe and protected from harm. May I be free. So continuing with the softening of your body, noticing if any sort of tightening or resistance happens within those phrases or the ideas. It's okay, no judgment. Sometimes we're not really ready. But what would it possibly look at to be happy, totally happy? May I be totally happy because I deserve it. May I be at peace and at ease. May I feel safe and protected from harm. May I be free. And then turning your attention towards an easy person to care for. Somebody that the experience of kindness is not complicated. Doesn't have a lot of tension. So usually not a romantic interest or somebody that you have any sort of complications with, but somebody that's easy. And sometimes that's a pet. Sometimes it's somebody we don't even know. But this being where we have ease of love, ease of care, ease of outpouring towards. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you find peace and ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. May you be free. So allowing your heart to send these well wishes. This isn't wishful thinking or magic. It's just our heart allowing itself to send and abide towards another. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be at peace and at ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. May you be free. Just allowing your heart to soften and aim in the direction of this being. Easy, happy, freedom. And then we're going to turn our attention towards a neutral being. Somebody that we engage with daily, possibly. That we don't have a whole lot of heart experience with. It's not complicated. What does it feel like to care for a neutral being's well-being? Maybe it's your mailman. Maybe it's somebody at the grocery store that you encounter every day checking your groceries. Maybe it's a teacher. See who you can pull up in your mind that you encounter regularly, but they don't have a whole lot of weight in your life. So our hearts are typically reserved for those we care about. And what's it like to wish this person well? So if you can, finding somebody that you can call in easily. And just sticking with one person so it's not too complicated. May you be happy. May you be happy. Wishing this person we may not know very well at all, happiness. May you find peace and ease. May you find peace and ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. May you be free. We're so used to wishing this upon people we know well and care about, but what's it like to send these well wishings to somebody we don't know very well at all? May you be happy. An outpouring of our own hearts. May you be happy. May you be at peace and at ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. May you be free. And then this one, taking very carefully, and if not ready, we don't need to do it, but reaching out towards the difficult person. So when we look at a difficult person to send metta to, first, always starting with an easy, difficult person, not our most difficult person. So maybe this is somebody who we have a lightweight agitation towards. And just even checking in with your heart as I say those words, what happens? Does a closing down happen? This is tricky. And there's no expectation here. There's no right spiritual way to do this, and we are certainly not bypassing any harm that's been caused to us. So trying to pick somebody who, you know, maybe they were 10 years ago. The agitation's old. I'm just giving it a try. What does it feel like to say the words and seeing their faces? May you be happy. May you be happy. And what does that do to our heart? There's resistance acknowledging that. But maybe we can see our hands reaching out over time an offering that if they were happy, then maybe the pain wouldn't be so strong between us. Oftentimes hurt people, as we hear. So what if they weren't hurting, if they were happy? May you be happy. May you be happy. Just check that out. There's no rush. May you be happy. And then this difficult person, we call them, or somebody who's not easy, wishing them peace and ease. May you find peace and ease. Knowing that this is also releasing our own hearts and our own minds from the bondage and being locked up in confusion, hatred, delusion. May you be at peace and at ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. So what does that feel like for our hearts to offer this person who might not have been so safe for us? Safety. Where their hurt maybe can be eased so that they can stop hurting others. May you feel safe and protected from harm. And again, to this being who's not so easy for us, may you be free. May you be free. May you be happy. May you be at peace and at ease. May you be safe and protected from harm. May you be free. So wherever you are in this practice, sometimes it's useful to stay with ourselves when necessary, sometimes with somebody close to us or that's easy. Sometimes it's with a neutral being, and sometimes it's with someone difficult. So kind of check into your practice right now. Feeling your heart center, if it's helpful to put your hand on your heart. Sometimes it's helpful to put your hand on your belly. And just kind of connect to that sensation. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be at peace and at ease. May you feel safe and protected from harm. May you be free. May you be free. So we're offering this freedom to another being, freedom from suffering, freedom from pain. And then if we imagine all of the beings on this land that you've seen today, maybe it's the people in the kitchen, other retreatants, the multiple turkeys, the deer, the lizards, snakes, the frogs. All the seen and the unseen, this offering of happiness. But no being on this land that we're sitting on, that we're practicing on, may the merits of our practice reach all of these beings. May they be happy. May they be at peace and at ease. May they be free and protected from harm. Just with these well wishings to all the beings here at Spirit Rock. The eight-legged, the four-legged, the swimming, the flying, the crawling, the walking. The abundance of life that's here. And then beyond through Woodacre and Fairfax, San Rafael, San Francisco, East Bay, it's like lava flowing or nectar flowing, spreading this beautiful care and kindness and well wishes of happiness. May this whole Bay Area be happy, be at peace and at ease. To the best of its ability, with all that's happening, feel safe and free from harm. May all beings be free from suffering. And then we expand, we grow. We grow to the east and to the west, to the south and to the north, above and below. Just letting the kindness and the care, the love, reach out as far as we can imagine. No being left behind, no being left out. As said in the Metta Sutta, downwards to the depths and outwards and outbounded, spreading upwards to the skies. May all beings be happy. All beings. Nobody left out. May all beings find peace and ease. May all beings be safe and protected from harm. May all beings be free. All beings be free. What would that world look like? It starts here. So for the next few minutes, just allow yourself to hold your practice in whichever direction feels right to you. Maybe you need more loving kindness directed towards yourself. Maybe it's somebody you know, somebody you don't know, or all beings. But allow yourself to be in practice for the next few minutes. in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born. May all beings be at ease.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.